Now, I read during the week and said everyone's got a different opinion, haven't they, about Sydney.
Yes.
Now, and it is very expensive. There's no doubt about that. And you've got the government saying, well, I'm going to release this land out at Oran Park and that'll be nice house and land packages for you under $1 million. But someone said it's not really the availability of housing. It's the fact that there's a lot of cheap finance around, which is your gig.
Yeah, it's a combination, Tim. So what we've noticed in previous years is when rates come down, people have got more money in their pocket and they actually spend a bit more.
Yeah.
So by spending a bit more, it actually pushes up the price because their affordability increases.
Okay.
So as long as they've got a reasonable job with some stability in their job, rates at record lows, I mean, we touched on it a while ago that people are taking advantage of. Today you can actually secure a fixed rate home loan at about 0.7% less than the standard variable rate home loan. So we spoke last week about when interest rates did move last month, the majors only reduced them down by about 10 basis points.
Yes.
So if that trend happens, you'd need 7 official rate reduction movements to get to some of the rates that are available today. So for example, we've got rates on available at 3.67%.
Have you really?
Fixed for up to 3 years.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea on where we believe that the rates will be hovering for the next couple of years. But you could take advantage of that today and actually lock in at a lower rate today than paying the standard variable. So there's lots of options there to consider.
Yeah, when you make that decision, and the listeners would have made this decision themselves over the years, of whether you go fixed or variable or a combination of the two, it is a bit of a guessing game.
It is. So that's why what we found of recent times is a lot of people are doing a blended average, Tim. So what they're doing, they're having a look at what their cash flow's like, where they're at. What we do a bit of an analysis, taking into consideration how much income comes in.
Yeah.
We take into consideration their expenditure. So we do a bit of a forecast. In that forecast, we predict where they would be a year one, year two, and year three, up to 5 years, really.
Yeah.
And then put the option in, put the ball in the client's court saying, well, we believe giving us on what your cash flow is today, what your current and projected expenditures will be going forward, you'll probably be around this dollar figure in 2 or 3 years' time. Now, to give you maximum benefit of that, let's lock in that component and then let's maybe make the other half variable, so to speak.
Yeah.
So they can make unlimited repayments, park all their money into their variable component, but they've got peace of mind of fixing half of it. A lot of consumers are doing that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And when you think about it, you know, I know what my own mortgage is. If you can get it together to get your deposit and get your loan organised, I mean, you're probably paying less than you'd be paying in rent.
Yeah, you would be. So the average rent for an average property today is hovering around 4%, right? 4.5%, sometimes up to 5%, depending how far west you go.
Yeah.
Now, if you can secure funding at 3.67%, right, for 3 years, and if you've got that deposit together, then like we're saying, because money's so cheap, that's keeping the property prices up. So that's one of the influencing factors, definitely.